Chapter 7 Ponyville's Big Secret. A shiver shot down Princess Luna's spine as she landed in the Ponyville town square. As she exhaled, her breath escaped like a tiny cloud. The Cloudsdale Weather Factory must have been traveling closer, ready to release the first snowfall of the season on this region. It was peculiar, but even Luna still got cold once in a blue moon. The princess began to idly walk through the streets of Ponyville, listening to her dream senses. If she and the creatures in the swampland had disturbed some pony here, Luna was going to help them. As she turned near Sugar Cube Corner, the princess peered up into the windows and listened. But it was just as night should be, lovely and silent. Luna breathed a small sigh of relief and sat down to rest. Maybe it was time to return to her quarters back at Canterlot Castle. But then something bright caught her eye. Luna edged closer, alert, but it turned out to be just a pile of party decorations in Pinkie Pie's back garden, glinting in the moonlight. That was nothing out of the ordinary, reasoned Luna. That pink pony spent most of her waking hours entertaining others, throwing parties, baking sweets, and making ponies laugh. Princess Twilight had informed Luna that Pinkie Pie had once thrown 8 birthday parties, 2 quinceañeras, and a full shower in a single day. This was quite the supply of decorations. Princess Luna trotted over to the mountain, mildly curious. They were all in tones of shiny silver, purple, and dark blue. Her colors. She lifted up a string of hoof-made flag bunting for a closer look. The flags were in the shapes of shimmering crescent moons. Sitting next to them was a giant bag of uninflated balloons. Luna pulled one out, took a deep breath, and blew into it. Once inflated, it was the color of midnight and covered in pretty snowflakes and stars. Luna didn't need to unfurl the banner to know what was going on here, but she did anyway. Winter Moon Festival, it read in huge glittering letters. Celebrate Princess Luna! For a brief moment, her heart softened. Should she let the ponies of Equestria have this one night? Was it her royal duty to let them? But just as a cloud moves swiftly through the dark night, the moment passed. And after it did, Luna knew just what she had to do.